Poems of Reza. Your heart will drown in the love of Mustafa.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we are here with program Silsila called Poems of Raza. Yes, we'll be sharing the poetry of a great scholar, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman. We'll pick up few roses from the gardens of the poetry of Imam Ahli Sunnah, and inshallah we'll try to explain the beauty he has written in his poetry, the messages he has given to the Ummah, and the praise of the Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama he has mentioned in his beautiful words of poetry. The Islamic brothers, inshallah, before we proceed towards the main kalam we're going to discuss today, why not do good intentions? Because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he has given us a mindset that always do good intentions before performing any permissible or good work. So inshallah, I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila, this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which shall be the first and foremost intention of every believer. You can make an intention that you will be with us from start till end. Inshallah, you will remember what you learned and you will pass this knowledge on to others. Not only that, you will act upon the message of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Inshallah, azza wa jal. So the Islamic brothers, today the kalam we have selected, that is one of the dua Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah he has made in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So inshallah, the very first couplet, he writes, Ya ilahi har jaga teri ata ka saath ho. Ya ilahi har jaga teri ata ka saath ho. Jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho. Jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho. So the Islamic brothers, in this couplet, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnah Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he is asking in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya ilahi, har jaga, at every place, teri ata ka saath ho. May I have your bounties, your blessings, be with me. Jab pade mushkil, in the times of difficulty, shahe mushkil kusha, the king of the destroyers of the difficulties, be with me. Actually, what Allah Hazrat is saying, O Allah, at every place, may your endless bounties be with me. In the times of difficulty, may the king of the destroyer of difficulty be with me. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, this is the dua. So then, in the further couplet you will be looking at, he is talking in the first couplet that har jaga, at every place. Then in the other upcoming couplets, he mentions those important places where we will be in need of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We'll come back to that. First lesson, Ya ilahi, har jaga, teri ata ka saath.
Ya ilahi, har jaga, teri ata ka saath ho. مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو
سبحان اللہ. The Islamic brothers, in this couplet, which we am going to just explain to you, Ala Hazrat is talking about a very sensitive moment in one's life, especially the life of a mu'min. Ala Hazrat is playing in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Ilahi, bhool jaun naz'a ki takleef ko. Ya Allah, may I forget, bhool jaun, may I forget naz'a ki takleef ko. The time my soul will be seized, my soul will be removed from my body, and then I will have the agony and pain of the removal of the soul. May I forget that. Then Allah says, Shadiye didare husne Mustafa ka saath ho. He has made this plea in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But subhanallah, what he has requested against the removal of this agony and pain that Imam is asking in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, may I have the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time when my soul is being seized, at that time, if I have the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all agonies, all pains of the death, all agonies of the seizing of the soul from my body will go away if I have the beautiful vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why not? My dear Islamic brothers, what a beautiful dua Allah has made. Not only made, He has taught us that we should ask this dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Ulama have mentioned a beautiful point with regards to Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah. Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam was given beauty from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, what had happened when Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam passed by the woman? What had happened? They had cut their fingers and they did not even realize that they have cut their fingers. Ulama, they have mentioned the women, they were lost in the beauty of Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam. And because they were lost in the beauty, they did not feel the pain of the cutting of the fingers. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of Sayyiduna Yusuf. Look at the beauty of Sayyiduna Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is the most beautiful ever created by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we will have the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of our death, then we will forget all agonies, all pains of the death, definitely. Like those women, they were lost in the beauty of Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam. They did not realize the pain. Inshallah, if we have the vision of Aqa Kareem, alayhi salatu wa taslim, we will, inshallah, have no pain, no agonies. This is what Allah Hazrat says, O Allah, may I forget the agony of the removal of the soul. May the joy of seeing the beauty of the chosen one be with me. Ya ilahi, bhool jaun naz'a ki takleef.
Ya ilahi, bhool jaun naz'a ki takleef ko. Ya ilahi, bhool jaun naz'a ki takleef ko. Husne Mustafa ka saath ko, shaadiye deedare Husne Mustafa ka saath ko.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful dua. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, another beautiful dua of Ala Hazrat. He says, Ya Ilahi, gore tira ki jabai sakht raat. Ya Ilahi, gore tira ki jabai sakht raat. Unke pyare muh ki subhe jaan fiza ka saath ho. Unke pyare muh ki subhe jaan fiza ka saath ho. What a beauty he has brought. Those they understand Urdu, they can understand the selection of the words he has picked, subhanallah, and how he has adjusted in the poetry. That is amazing, to be honest with you. The Islamic brothers, in the first line of the couplet, Allah is talking about gore tira. Gore is grave. Tira is dark grave. He's talking about the dark grave. Jama'i Sakhtra, the night, which will be very, very, very fearful night, the first night when I will be in my dark grave. Anas is talking about that moment. Yes, that moment has to come to me as well. That moment has to come to you as well. That moment has to come to each and every individual who is walking on the face of this planet. The people, they have denied Allah. The people, they have denied prophets. The people, they have denied books. The people, they have denied the religion. But nobody has yet denied the truth of the death. That is the universal truth. Everyone has died and everyone has to taste the death. So Allah is talking about the fear of the first night of the dark grave. Then what he is wishing, what he is requesting, what he is playing in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, when that first night or that dark night of my grave comes, what shall happen? Unke pyare muh ki subhe jaan fiza ka saath ho. Subhe jaan fiza. That is life-giving bright morning. Subhanallah. Subhe jaan fiza. And subhe jaan fiza of what? The blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the face of Wadduha, subhanallah. And that, subhanallah, if it is with me, at that moment of the dark grave, what will happen? My dark grave will turn into brightness, subhanallah. Because the beautiful face of Wadduha, of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, will brighten my dark grave. This is the plea of Ala Hazrat and subhanallah. Ala Hazrat seems to write, O Allah, when the difficult night in the dark grave commence, may the life-giving bright morning of His lovely face be with me. Ya Ilahi, Gore Tira, Ki Jabai, Sakht Raat.
Ya Ilahi, Gore Tira, Ki Jabai, Sakht Raat. صبح جاں فضا کا ساتھ ہو ان کے پیارے منہ کی صبح جاں فضا کا ساتھ ہو
سبحان اللہ آمین بجاہ النبی الامین دی اسلامک بیدرز اینڈ ویورز آف مدنی چینل. Next couplet, Ala Hazrat is asking another beautiful dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ala Hazrat says, Ya Ilahi, jab pade mahshar mein shore darogir. Ya Ilahi, jab pade mahshar mein shore darogir. Am dene wale pyare peshwa ka saath ho. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat is talking about the time in the plains of resurrection when there will be uproar of catch and detain. Allahu Akbar. At that moment in time, Allah is asking in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, may the bestower of peace, the leader, is with me at that moment in time. The Islamic brothers, the time on the day of judgment will be one of the most crucial moments in one's life. At that moment in time, if Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's companionship is with us, if he is with us inshallah azza wa jal, because he is the provider of peace, he is the bestower of peace, and then we will be in trouble, in problems. What is going to be decided for me? What will happen to me? Everyone will be in the state of nafsa nafsi. Everyone will be talking about himself. Anbiya-i kiram alayhimus salam, even they will be thinking about themselves. There will be only one personality who will be having the crown of intercession on his blessed head. That will be none other than your and my aqa, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The other anbiya kiram, they will say, idhabu ila ghairi, Allahu Akbar. And your and my prophet will say, ana laha, I am there for you. And dear Islamic brothers, this is what Allah Hazrat is saying. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, at that time, when there will be uproar of catch and detain, when your angels will be catching and detaining the criminals, the sinners, at that time, if the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is with me, then I will be sorted, then I will be in aman, then I will be in peace. Subhanallah. Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl-Sunnah, he says, O Allah, in the plains of resurrection, when there is an uproar to catch and detain, may the bestower of peace, the beloved leader, be with me. Ya Ilahi, jab pade mahshar mein shore laroge.
Ya Ilahi, jab pade mahshar mein shore laroge.
The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in this couplet, what I'm going to just explain to you, Al-Hazrat is making another beautiful dua. Al-Hazrat says, Ya Ilahi, jab zabane bahir aaye pyaas se, Ya Ilahi, jab zabane bahir aaye pyaas se, sahibe kawthar shahe, judo ataka saath ho. Subhanallah. Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, is asking dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, when on the day of judgment, because of heat, out of thirst, the dry tongues will hang out, at that time, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. You see, Zabani is tongue, plural of tongue, and Bahirain hang out of thirst, Piyase, out of thirst, Sahibe Kawthar, the owner of Kawthar. Subhanallah. Shahe Judo Sakha. Shah means king. Judo Sakha means king of generosity and bestowals. Subhanallah. Be with me. This is the plea of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl-Sunnah. Subhanallah. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, that will be very, very, very tough day when the sun right now is backing towards, it's not facing towards us. On that day, the sun will be facing, its face will be towards us. Right now, it has got this, its back towards us. And imagine, if it is a 40 degree centigrade, it's a 45 degree centigrade, what is our condition at that moment in time? Allahu Akbar. We cannot even bear that much of heat. Sun will be quite close to us, and it will be blazing hot at that time. And people will be in thirst, in the state of thirst. This is what Allah Hazrat is asking in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. At that moment of heat, when the tongues will hang out, at that time, Ya Allah, I request that the owner of Kawthar, the king of generosity and bestowals, be with me. And Allah says, O Allah, when the tongue hang out dry with thirst, may the owner of Kawthar, the king of generosity and bestowals, be with me. Ya Ilahi, jab zabane bahir aaye pyaas se.
Ya Ilahi, jab zabane bahir aaye pyaas se. Ya Ilahi, jab zabane bahir aaye pyaas se.
Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad. Ya Ilahi, garmiye mahshar se jab bhadke badan. Ya Ilahi, garmiye mahshar se jab bhadke badan. Damane mahbub ki thandi hawa ka saath. The Islamic brothers, in this couplet also, Allah is talking about the blazing heat of the day of resurrection. Allah Hazrat says, O Allah, when the bodies flare up with the heat of the plains of resurrection, the bodies flare up because of the heat of the day of judgment, may the cool breeze from the folds of the beloved be with me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ya ilahi, garmiye mahshar se jab bhadke madad.
Ya ilahi, garmiye mahshar se jab bhadke badan. جب بھڑ کے بدل دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو
یا الہی نامائے اعمال جب کھلنے لگے یا الہی نامائے اعمال جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو. The Islamic Brothers, Al Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah is making dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, when it is the time of the opening of the book of the deeds, at that moment in time, may Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is with me. Who is the concealer of the shortcomings of creation, the hider of sin. This is the plea. Al Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, is making in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Look at the ijz and inkisari. Look at the humbleness of Al Hazrat, being a great scholar, great imam, mujaddid of his time. Yet he is having a fear of his Nama-e A'mal, the book of deed. Where do we stand? Dear Islamic brothers, we have committed so many sins. I think we should ask more of this dua. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, may Aka alayhi salatu wa salam is with us at that moment in time when our book of deeds are being opened. May the concealer of the shortcomings of us is there with us. May the hider of sin, Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam's ma'iyyat is with us at that moment in time. This is the dua we need to make in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is what Allah says, O Allah, when the book of deeds are being opened for inspection, may the concealer of the creation's shortcoming, the hider of sins, be with me. Ya ilahi, namai, a'mal jab khulne lagi.
یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو.
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین. یا الہی رنگ لائیں جب میری بے باکیاں یا الہی رنگ لائیں جب میری بے باکیاں ان کی نیچی نیچی نظروں کی حیا کا ساتھ ہو. What a beautiful dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, Allah Hazrat is asking dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, at the time when my reckless deeds, my بے باکیاں, reckless deeds, رنگ لائیں جب میری بے باکیاں. رنگ لائیں means bring forth their outcomes. حیا here means modesty. And نیچی نیچی نظروں, that means his shy low gazes. Whose shy low gazes? Our Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam's shy low gazes. If they are with me, may they be with me, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, I will be relieved, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, from the punishment of the Day of Judgment. Dear Islamic brothers, there are two words used. Bebaqiya, when a person who does not have no fear, he commits sins, he does not even care that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is watching me and still I'm committing sins. He has no shy shame for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that I'm being the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I'm committing still sins. I have no shame at all, no fear at all. This is called bebaqi. You have no fear left in your heart and you are an open sinner and you're committing sins. This is one side. On the other hand, the other that says, shy, low gazes of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the Islamic brothers, there's a message also. Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam had shy, low gazes, nichi, nichi nazrein, subhanallah. We have to keep our gaze lowered. When we are walking, the Islamic brothers, we shall not look at haram. Unfortunately, nowadays, we are filling our eyes with haram. We are committing so many sins with our eyes. We're watching films, we're watching dramas, we're going to cinemas. We are looking at the scene which is haram to look at. We are watching something which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prohibited to watch. We're using these eyes in such sins which are prohibited in Islam. Our eyes must have been used to see Kaabatullah Sharif. Our eyes must be used to see at the face of our parents, face of our mother, face of our father. We should use these eyes to look at Gumbad-e-Khazra, the blessed Gumbad of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But astaghfirullah, we have been so bebaq. Our reckless deeds have gone to such an extent that we have no sharam, no haya, no shame, no modesty. But yet we ask in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, may you forgive us. We should ask forgiveness from our sins at the same time. And we should avoid looking at haram, the Islamic brothers. This is just a message I want you to convey. But here Allah Hazrat is saying, Ya Ilahi, rang laayin jab meri bebaqiyan unki neechi neechi nazron ki haya ka saath ho. O Allah, when my reckless deeds bring forth their outcome, may the modesty of his shy low gazes be with me. This is the ajzi, this is the humbleness of Ala Hazrat. But we should read this couplet just focusing our own state.
Ya Ilahi, rang laaye jab meri bebaqiya. Ya Ilahi, rang laaye jab meri bebaqiya. Unki neechi neechi nazron ki haya ka saath ho, unki neechi neechi nazron ki haya ka saath ho.
Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Ya Ilahi, jo duaye nek main tujhse karun. Ya Ilahi, jo duaye nek main tujhse karun. Qudsiyon ke lab se ameen rabbana ka saath ho. Subhan. What a beautiful dua Allah Hazrat has made in this couplet. He says, Ya Allah, whatever dua, jo duaye nek, the good and lawful and jais duas, good duas, please I make in your court, Ya Allah, tujhse karun. Qudsiyon ke lab se, Qudsi or Qudsiyon is a plural of angels. Qudsiyon ke lab se, from the lips of angels. Ameen, that means, so be it, O our Lord. Rabbana, O our Lord, ka saath ho, be with us. The Islamic brothers, how beautifully Allah is playing in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says, O Allah, for all the good supplications I besiege you with, may the words, so be it, O our Lord, from the angels' lips be with me. Subhanallah. Ya ilahi, jo duaye nek main tujhse karu.
Ya ilahi, jo
Jahin Nabiyil Amin. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Shal, this is the last couplet, Maqta, of Kalam of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, where he uses his takhallus, where he uses his name, and he pleads in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He says, Ya Ilahi, Jab Raza, Khabe Giran Se Sar Uthai. Ya Ilahi, Jab Raza, Khabe Giran Se Sar Uthai. Daulate Bedare Ishke Mustafa Ka Saath. O Allah, when Raza raises his head from a deep sleep, Khabe Giran Se Sar Uthai, raises his head. Daulate Bedare Ishke Mustafa Ka Saath Ho. May the fully awake treasure, the love of the chosen one, be with him. And this is what Allah has been saying. O Allah, when Raza raises his head from the deep sleep, may the fully awake treasure, the love of the chosen one, be with me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Islamic Buddhists, look at the beauty of the dua. Even when he says, I'm raising my head from the deep sleep after the death, and then I have the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with me. Ya ilahi, jab raza, khabe kira se sar uthai.
Ya ilahi, jab raza, khabe kira se sar uthai.
Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that's all for today. We'll come back with another beautiful episode of Poems of Raza. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam.
Poems of Raza. Your heart will drown in the love.